B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Turn your radios up. Mike's ready to rock you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. Here on 97.5 The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Let's see if we can have some fun today on this General Knowledge Wednesday. And we have a lot of sports things. We have some sports things to talk about, thankfully, today, and we will talk about them. I just want to do a quick update real fast out in with the George Floyd situation. His murderers, they have upgraded the charge on the officer that had his knee on his neck from third-degree murder up to second-degree murder. And the other three officers, this is something that a lot of people were waiting on. That is part of the reason why the protests that have gone nationwide. But thankfully, we're much calmer in the city of Philadelphia last night. And hopefully with this weather, they continue to calm down, because I want everybody to be safe, including the officers to be safe. In some other cities, there were some officers that were not so safe, and that's not a positive thing at all. They will all be charged with aiding and abetting murder. So that is an update on that situation. We'll see what happens in the world around that. And obviously, if you want to talk about those things, we will be here for that. Now, and that number is 610-632-0975. Now, the word of the day, as always, the word of the day today is important. Important. So the NBA has buttoned up. They still have some safety things to work out, the testing and also player behavior, but they have worked out a plan for a return, an actual plan for a return. That return would be July 31st. It'll be 22 teams. They're going to have 8 regular season games, and that means the Sixers, who are currently the 6, could get as high as the 4, but I kind of want to leave them at the 6 because I don't want to play the Bucks in the second round, because I believe whoever they play in the 4-5 matchup, I believe they would beat and then run into the Bucks. But if I think they're the 6, I think they would beat the Celtics. I think they would beat whoever they play in the second round and then play the Bucks. So if you want them to go further, 6 is just fine for the Sixers. So, all right. 8 games in. If the gap between the 8 and 9 seed is 4 games or less, there will be a single elimination play-in tournament for the 8th seed out west. 7 seeds are safe. Sixers would still be safe. They can't fall out of the playoffs. July 31st will be the start. The latest date in which the NBA season could end is October 12th. Also, surprise, surprise, Major League Baseball has rejected today the Players Association plan for a return. We're now at June 3rd, Wednesday, June 3rd. They reject the plan. So I want to ask everybody, with everything that's happening in the world right now, we talked about this when it dealt with the virus. And now I want to ask, now that we're dealing with these, the protests, the rioting, the on-video murder, the whole shebang, when you hear news like this, in your heart of hearts, is it important? Now, we talked about on Friday, Andrew, Natalie, and I, about how we should not be ashamed to ask for help. What I'm looking for people, I actually need help. These last few days, and last few shows, honestly, have been a bit depressing for me. They have brought me down. It has not been easy. They've lingered with me. The good thing about sports are, for the most part, you know, you always have the really bad loss. But for the most part, you can turn it off at some point. Sports. This kind of situation has been very difficult for me to turn off. So when I hear this news, I obviously want the Sixers to come back and sports to come back in general. I would obviously love to get to do Sixers Outsiders episodes with Crystal Rich again. I would love it. But at the same time, the heaviness of the world is dragging me down and making me question how important all of this is. And then in the Major League Baseball side, they just don't give a damn. They've decided that working together and working out a deal, mainly the owners, by the way, like 90-10. I can't take the players completely off the hook, but 90% of this is the owners, 10% of the players. We'll talk to Ricky Pitalico today at 3:30 for his thoughts, because the players are trying to create some form of normalcy with the season. A lot of games, you know, baseball is a game that's different than the other sports in that it's every day, et cetera, et cetera. But clearly, the owners have decided 50 games, that's a joke. Like, they don't want, because the less games you guys play, the more money we make. And the players are supposed to then care about their money. And it just shows that none of them, especially the owners, care about us. So if they don't think it's important to have a season, should we think it's important to have a season? The NBA thought it was important. Here's, surprise, surprise, they came up with a plan. MLS soccer has a plan. Last week, the NHL had their plan. They're deciding that it's important. But if baseball has decided that they're not important, should we think that they're important? So you hear everything I'm saying, Andrew. Do sports, you're hearing these plans, and I'm sure you're pleased. I know you were talking about it with the on the Anthony Gargano show earlier. Do sports feel in this moment just as important as they did before a week ago?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's something that I'm excited that I can actually look forward to something.
Yeah.
Like right now, we are living in the moment right now so much. And before everything took place over the weekend, you know, a lot of the conversation was looking forward and thinking, all right, when could sports come back? When could sports come back? But we didn't have any concrete dates, right? Like they said, July 10th, hockey could begin training camp, but July 10th's not a hard date. It could be July 15th.
Right.
We'll find out.
It can move, right.
And I'm not a big fan of the dates right now because who knows, right? Like there could be another spike on July 1st and this could change everything. But right now, it seems like NBA is set that it's July 31st through October 12th. They have plans. They have 13 teams in the West, 9 teams in the East. Like, that's concrete. The plan is concrete. The date is as concrete as it can get. So I'm excited that I can look forward to something.
Right.
But is it as important right now when I'm living in the moment so much right now? No, it's not, because of everything else that's going on in the world. It's nice to think about something else.
Right.
I'm not using it as a distraction. Like, it's nice that I can go, well, I'm happy about this news, because there's so much news that we're not happy about, right?
It's tons of news we're not happy about.
Yeah. So like, it's like, all right, I got good news, and I that makes me feel good. Is it as important? No, it's not.
And that's what I want to talk to the people about. In this time right now, when you hear this kind of news, does it move you? Because if there is no George Floyd on camera killing, I would imagine we would be significantly more excited about this news. Or am I wrong?
No.
It hit me. How do you feel, Natalie?
No. So, I mean, since, you know, since the sports stoppage when coronavirus, you know, really took hold of the nation.
The day after my birthday. Thanks
yeah,
a lot.
I know.
Coronavirus.
Everything's, you know, that kind of started, you know, kicking off, kind of stripping everything away in our lives and kind of forcing us to focus on our families, our friends, our relationships, our health. You know, it's kind of that back then it like started to prioritize things. And then now things are shifting. So now we're being forced to prioritize, you know, your neighbor. We're being forced to prioritize each other. So it's kind of just putting like personal relationships and yourself in front of anything else that matters in the world. So I think it's we don't really, sports are important and I cannot wait for them to come back. But when they come back, it's going to be different because I think we're all going to look at them through a different lens.
Yeah. And that part kind of, we talk about the innocence of sports. It's almost like this year, or at least these last few months, have stripped away the innocence of sports that much more. And then Tobias Harris writes a great piece today. Derek Gunn writes a great piece today. So obviously that is still on the table if people want to talk about it. But I would like to, if we can. NBA is official as it can be under the circumstances, coming back. Does it feel important to you? Are you excited? And of course today. And we got some good prizes. I am excited about this for real. This is uplifting for me. Because it is General Knowledge Wednesday, after all. And today's General Knowledge is presented by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox when precision matters. Be sure with Testo. Now, we have the 5 Hurst chip trucks, which is fantastic. You win a Hurst chip truck with a variety of our Hurst snacks. Hurst Live Life with Flavor. So we'll have one of those per hour, plus the grand prize winner will get one of the Hurst chip trucks and the great, great, great $50 gift card from Carlino's Markets in Ardmore and Westchester. They're fantastic. You can order online for delivery and curbside pickup at carlinosmarket.com. So you have that. And And it keeps
and
yes, there. Oh wait, there's more. You get two 1.75 liter bottles of vodka and one standard size bottle of just released small batch bourbon, courtesy of Stateside Vodka. Both new items, Stateside Vodka's special batch of bourbon and the new Magnum vodka bottles, are available now for guaranteed 24-hour delivery to Philly and the PA suburbs, or fast 1-hour curbside pickup. You visit statesidevodka.com for details. Of course, the winners must be 21 or older for that, but you can win the chip truck under 18. But so that's where we're at today. Important. How, with everything that's happening in the world today, how important are sports to you right now on this General Knowledge Wednesday? 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
This is new. This wasn't in the rotation that long.
This is new.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. 2 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Ferguson HVAC Line. Conklin Attention HVAC Contractors. Visit Ferguson's kind of location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. And it's time to open the Twitter poll, and that's brought to you by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Need a new mower, zero turn, or other outdoor power equipment? Paul B. Moyer & Sons has it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown. Natalie, what is the poll today?
Thanks, Ty. Today's poll has over 200 votes on it early. Does the return of sports feel important to you right now? 60% say yes, 40% say no. So,
all right, now encouraging. I want to be positive, as much positivity as we could possibly have
for
today and the rest of this week and going forward. But at the same time, I'm just trying to be honest that it's been dragging me down, the happenings of the world. And then some people speak and make it worse, like a certain quarterback that I tried to warn y'all about for a long time, that this dude is not that guy. But we don't need to get into that. The Frank Rizzo statue came down overnight. People cared about
that. It did. Someone suggested replacing it with Captain Noah. Remember Captain Noah?
I do remember a Captain Noah.
Good old Captain Noah?
I like a Captain Noah.
I like a Captain Noah,
all
too.
Right. The word of the day is important because I need help, and I know I'll get there, but right in this moment, sports do not feel as important to me as normal, and also the Major League Baseball season. They don't care about having a season, apparently. 90% the owners, again, 10% the players. But still, it's hard for me to think of them as important when they don't think it's important to get their stuff together and have a season. And we're playing, obviously, Chip Truck today, General Knowledge Wednesday, Carlino's gift card, and the Stateside Vodka. And I got to get my guy Booney back at TV. Booney, every week, plays General Knowledge Wednesday. Gets a tremendous amount of answers correct. And never gets the prize. The one time I tried to bring him the chip truck to the TV studio.
Oh, I remember this.
Walking. I had written all over it for Booney and Mike Gotti.
Yeah.
Wrote all over it. Yeah. Somebody took that truck and he never got a single chip.
What?
Not even one chip.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. They're a hot commodity, those chip trucks.
That's a violation.
Right. So what
people want them.
So I'm trying to work out something is with the Stateside Vodka.
Yeah.
Booney is a vodka man, I found out during the break.
Yeah.
He's a vodka man.
Yeah.
We got to find a way to get him a bottle of the Stateside Vodka, don't we, to take for all that he does for us?
Yeah. I can go pick it up. It's in my neighborhood.
Yeah, so we got to work that out somehow. We got to get the people. We got to find out the salespeople. Everything got to be above board.
Yeah.
But let's take care of Booney this time on General Knowledge Wednesday.
Since the chips sprouted legs and ran away.
Not when I said he didn't not get one bag. He didn't get one chip.
He didn't get one chip.
That's not one. Got to do better. We got to do better. Booney, we'll try to take care of you, buddy.
You can't be a thief.
I don't know who
did it. It had his name on it.
Name on it. That's yes. Wrong. Straight
and
up.
And every name bag on of chips. There's how many bags of chips are in those chip trucks?
It's a lot. The chip truck.
Would have been a lot.
It's like at least 25 bags of chips.
Would have lasted him quite a while.
So many chips.
Booney's a guy who's been losing weight.
I know.
Yeah.
Chipless.
Yeah. Yeah, so he brings up Captain Noah's statue. No one's going to ever vandalize that.
No.
Unless we find out something in the background about Captain Noah, that would have come out by now, right?
I would think so.
Captain Noah was my guy.
He was a lot of people's guys.
To dear old Captain Noah.
Yeah. People loved him in Philadelphia. He was like an institution.
He was. I remember his last show.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah. I watched it.
Do you know who Captain Noah is, Andrew?
I've heard stories. I wasn't watching the show.
When did he go off the air, Captain Noah?
I don't know. We're going to open the phones now. 610-632-0977. No, find out. And then call, we'll give people the information. Gene in Doylestown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
How are you today, Tyrone?
All right, how are you?
I'm fabulous, thank you.
Good.
Yeah, Captain Noah and Sally Starr. We got to throw Sally Starr.
Yes, maybe throw something up, pour a little out for Sally Starr as well.
And while we're at it, how about Chief Halftown?
I don't know him. I don't know that one.
Oh, you know me? No. See, I'm a little older than you. Yeah, I'm showing my age.
That's all right. Listen, we should show love to all the positive people in this city. So, yes,
amen.
They get a statue, too.
Amen. Amen. But as far as sports coming back,
yes,
I believe we can use this as a very useful tool because things are coming in now, dribs and drabs, like, you know, this guy getting sick at the demonstration and the baseball player in Japan testing positive.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because, you know, they're out and about and this baseball player might not otherwise have gotten tested had he not been back to work. So they caught it. Hopefully they caught it early enough.
Right. And it's not a big spread. They hopefully the other players around him who have also been getting tested don't also catch it because that could shut down that whole Japanese league.
Correct. And also we might on a bigger scale be able to use this type of thing as, you know, almost as a preventative measure to cause a second outbreak. Because you have these guys that wouldn't otherwise be tested and, you know, maybe going out and spreading it. Instead, now it's getting caught quick. They're dealing with it, you know, and hopefully it can help quell the spread instead of causing.
Hopefully, Gene. So for you, sports in this moment, on this General Knowledge Wednesday, sports are important to you right now.
Apprehensively important, yes.
Okay, apprehensively important. All right, you want a General Knowledge question?
Please.
All right, here we go. Natalie, do you have his question ready?
I do. This is from the general knowledge category. In what year were the first Air Jordan sneakers released?
And what year?
Yeah.
First year Air Jordan. This is really a guess. 1985.
Oh, close. It's 84. Should I make that multiple choice?
No.
No.
No, it was after his rookie year, right?
It was
right before. Yeah.
Okay.
It's tough. That one's tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
He was
one.
Close.
I thought 85 was right.
Oh, you did? No.
I thought 85 was right.
According to my notes.
I'm not saying the notes are wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I would have said 85 as well.
Right.
Is what I'm saying. That number made sense to me.
And Captain Noah went off the air in 1994.
Yeah, so that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I remember him, too. I was very little, but I remember him.
I was a few months old.
You wouldn't have. And then apparently, Booney has all the facts here. He says that that Chief Halftown was on super early on Saturday mornings before Captain Noah. And it was pretty much like a talent show for kids.
So I said he's like Al Alberts. Talent shows for kids were big in the 80s and 90s.
Yes, the one thing I remember, Norm MacDonald, if you remember when he was on SNL, used to talk about Star Search.
Yes.
Remember when?
Yeah.
Star Search.
Yeah.
The child dancers.
Oh, man.
And how it didn't make any sense.
Right.
Like, let's say those child dancers win.
Right.
What are you going to go do with that?
Right.
Like, it's one thing if a singer or a stand-up comedian, like Sinbad was on Star Search.
Yeah.
Went on to a big stand-up sitcom career.
Right.
If you win the child dance crew, what do you go do?
I guess, well, back then, I guess they went to the Mickey Mouse Club, right?
No, you had to also sing.
Right.
These are guys just,
These are just four little girls
dancing. Like, and then they go against another group of four little girls dancing.
Right.
And they go through and get the final championship.
Yeah.
And then what do you do?
I mean, that might have been the end of their road.
Well, that's sad.
I agree. 9 years
old. You picked at 9 years old.
Star Search is supposed to search for a person who will become a star.
That's true.
You're not supposed to peek at Star Search. I think a Justin Timberlake was on a Star Search.
He was, and I think Britney Spears was as well.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
And they went on.
Yeah.
You can't. It was always, that was a weird category. They should have eliminated that.
They should have. That is
strange.
If it
was like an adult ballet dancer,
yeah,
they could go on and be at the Met.
Yeah.
Doing Swan Lake.
They could.
Something.
Yeah. Maya, I always wanted to be on Alba Albert's Showcase.
You did?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Anything. I kind of wanted to tell jokes. I kind of wanted to sing a song because you would wear the dress. I remember being like 5 and just really wanting to be on Al Albert's Showcase.
Did you have
so
jokes?
It makes a lot of sense that
did
I'm here right now.
Ready?
I would have had jokes prepared.
All right.
He used to take knock-knock jokes and everything.
That's all it took.
Yeah, to be on Al Albert's Showcase.
A knock-knock joke.
And then he sang On the Way to Cape May. What show? Like, that's my show.
I'm out on that. I'm out on that.
Iconic.
All right.
This is just as good as Al Albert's Showcase, though. This, our show.
Work it out.
Yeah, it worked out okay.
Worked out. Jerome in Sicklerville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone. How you doing?
What's going on, Jerome?
Me, myself, I'm a big fan of Gene London, but that's another story.
All right.
With the league starting up, I'm really looking forward to it. I hope Embiid's in shape. I hope he's willing to stay down below. We know Simmons is going to shoot a jumper.
Just
but
so you know real fast, Jerome, before the pandemic, he led the NBA in post-ups by a wide margin. We had Rich Hoffman. He did all the analytics.
He
actually led the league and also was the most efficient player in the post as in points per post attempt. I understand that the optics, but he does. The in-shape part, though, the good thing about this is he has literally almost 2 full months to get in shape. There will be no excuse for Joel Embiid not to be in shape on July 31st. Because even if he's out of shape now, all right, well, let's go. You got July 31st. Be ready. So I believe he will be ready. And this also gives that back of Ben Simmons, if it was for some reason not healed, another almost full 2 months. So he should be ready to go. In that way, I will be honest, I like the Sixers' chances against anybody in the East outside of the Bucks, and then who knows?
I'm not afraid of the Bucks. I think they got one guy at the center, and the Sixers have done well against them, even though he's had big games. But I'm not afraid of them. I think the Sixers play their game, they can get them too.
I hope so. Would you like a general knowledge question, Jerome?
Sure. I'd love one.
All right,
Jerome. This is from the Philadelphia Eagles trivia. What Philadelphia Eagle was named NFL MVP in 1960?
Von. He was just rough over the man. I can't think of his name. He just died of Von. I can't remember this man's name.
I think he had it.
What'd he say?
He said Von. It's Norm Van Brocklin.
Well, Von
right?
is not enough.
Von Hayes?
Yeah, like, Von's not enough. He knew it, but
yeah,
he didn't know it.
I know.
He knew it.
All right.
But he didn't know it. So one thing that really,
I just want to give everybody a prize this week.
Well,
you are the keeper of the chip trucks.
Listen.
If it were up to me, everybody get a chip truck. Get a chip truck.
Gotta have
you
discipline.
You get a chip truck.
Gotta have discipline. 610-632-0975. We gotta have discipline. And the most ironic thing is, this is the perfect torture for Natalie. Because Natalie wants to give everybody prizes. But last week when she did General Knowledge Wednesday questions, they were almost all impossible. We barely had enough winners to have enough qualifiers to even pick a winner. And now again, so far, 0-2.
0-2.
You know, it makes me happy. But you want to give these questions have, for some reason, when you read them, Maybe that's part of the reason
why
people struggle.
Is it my delivery?
People struggle with the Philly feud with some of the things when you're coming in reffing.
I know.
I think you might, I don't know, you throw people off.
All right, well, the next category is African-American history.
All right, that's a fitting category right now.
Yes.
Let's see if Ian can have a call worthy of getting a question and then can get it right. Ian in Newark, you are on 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Ty? You know, absolutely sports is important, man. I tell you, hearing about NBA coming back, my happiness went up. So when Andrew said that you should push that button, that's not true because I'm telling you, if we get NBA back, NFL back, that's going to be a big morale lifter for a lot of people.
Right. It will be a big morale lifter for a lot of people. But the question is, will it be a morale lifter for the people that are in pain right now? See, we have to still acknowledge that that's there. Will that lift them up
or will that
temporarily distract them from problems that are still there?
I think with the protests, everybody's coming together. They show that we're not scared of the virus. They open things back up. That's a good question, man. For me, I'm going through it too, but like my favorite rapper is Lil Wayne. He says three things. Life is unfair. Take responsibility of your own life. And a grown man is whining. It's embarrassing. Like we got to just take action.
I hear that, Ian, but you know, he said that around different stints in jail. So while I enjoy his music, I don't necessarily think he's the best role model to go by.
I don't think
what's going on? Let's find out what Lil Wayne has to say. That's not the top
character
of my Rolodex.
Yeah, I hear that, but he's an interesting character. Now, let me ask you about the NBA, Tyrone. Don't you think it's unfair that the Bucks get a disadvantage with no home advantage? Would you agree with this? How about giving them a 5-0 lead or give them the ball?
No.
Because you don't think so, but they are talking about it, though.
I disagree with that. I think that the virus dictated this. The virus dictated this.
But
no, I don't think they should get anything.
But don't you think that's going to hurt in the future about teams not taking the regular season on regular season?
Will there be a virus every year? Will there be a virus every year?
But you do realize they are talking about it. So my question is, how would you give them an advantage?
I wouldn't. They just play it out.
No, okay, that's right. You think that way because I just think – so now with the neutral court now, don't you think what is your percentage of Sixers making the championship? You think that helps them?
I don't know because they're bad on the road but good at home. It could end up just being a wash where they don't get the advantage they get at home, but they also don't stink when they're on the road. I think I don't know, but for 1 year, sorry, Bucks, you don't get anything.
Yeah.
Next season when it returns to normal and people are traveling and going to arenas, then Forza used up all his time, can't do the question. No.
Does the team with the better record in the Super Bowl start with a touchdown lead?
No.
Wait, it's 0-0.
Yeah, and it's not like somebody did something that would like give them the advantage or have taken it away from them. Like you said, the virus changed it.
The virus changed it. I'm not giving them 5-0. No. No, I'm not giving them anything.
I say, Bucks, you were that good. Just continue to be that good.
Yeah, that's it.
You're home. We'll call you the home team on the box score. It's a neutral site.
Yeah, because that would just open the floodgates that it would kind of have to be that way for like a lot of teams. No.
And then that would mean.
Right?
Right. It doesn't.
There's no.
You know what their reward is for being the one seed? They'll play the 8 seed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then if it goes chalk, they'll play a 4 seed versus a 2 seed.
Right. Like it's almost
and then they'll play like that's your reward is partially that you get to play against weaker teams.
Right.
Well because home field advantage is like an extra advantage.
Right.
When it comes to like normal times.
And I also believe that some of that home court, home stuff is partially that your team's better. So if you get home field in football throughout, part of the reason why they're more likely to make the Super Bowl is they demonstrated over 16 games they were actually good because they were 14-2.
Right.
So it's not just that they were home. It's that 9-7 team wasn't as good as the 14-2 team wherever they played. So, I'm not giving the Bucks anything. I don't understand the point. Well, every year, no. It would just be virus years. Let's hope that it's not a virus year every year.
Oh, no, it can't be.
Can't have much more.
It can't. No.
Can't have much
I think
more.
we're maxed with 2020.
I think so, too.
That's enough.
Drew in Westchester, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Tyrone?
What's going on?
No, same old man, just trying to get through this crazy world. So it's about sports and them being important to me. I mean, I guess in a selfish aspect, I think sports coming back would be very important for me personally, just to take my mind off of all these crazy distractions that are going on in this world. I mean, anything you put on the TV usually is something that's negative. I mean, that's why I watch you guys, to try to, you know, escape from that, you know, other, you know, nonsense that's out there. But, you know, for me, it would definitely be a yes as far as importance of sports coming back.
Now, let me ask you, Drew, when things like this are happening, real things are happening, is it good to have a distraction, or should we all have a responsibility sometimes to actually sit in it and actually ponder it for real when something like this happens, or should we have a distraction? It's just a question.
You know, I think it's a great question, Tyrone, and I think we should do a little bit of both. I think we should, you know, definitely reflect on it, but at the same time, you know, allow ourselves to be able to, you know, separate from the reality sometimes and give our minds a little bit of a distraction.
All right, that's fair. I there's no right or wrong answer, but it right. seems like so far to the caller so far, and I'm glad, sports are important to them. Therefore, this Sixers news is good news, and this baseball news, or lack of baseball news, is bad news. Would you like a general knowledge question?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go, Drew. Let's see if you can be our first qualifier of the day. A lot of pressure on Natalie right now.
All right, this is African-American history. Who was the first African-American to appear on a U.S. postage stamp? Was it Martin Luther King Jr., Jackie Robinson, Harriet Tubman, or Booker T. Washington?
I would say Harriet Tubman.
Incorrect. Booker T. Washington.
Booney got that one right.
Mm-hmm.
Booney got that one right. 610-632-0975. You also looked up the stat. Embiid has a 41% lead over the player second in the NBA in post-ups.
Wow.
Which is LaMarcus Aldridge. So wow. He has 8.2 possessions. The next guy has 5.8, then 5.3, Anthony Davis. Jokic, another center, 4.8. Then it's Carmelo. Carl Anthony Towns, you know, another center, 4.7 per. Embiid, 8.2 per.
How about that?
But he never posts up, even though he posts up more, 41% more than any other player in the entire NBA. This is saying we just got to be fair. Once again, this gives me an opportunity to cape for the math. And that feels good. You know that feels good.
Going back to Drew's point about how, and a lot of callers have said that sports coming back is important. Like I do think it's important that sports comes back, because I do think it's something that we can all come together and watch, right? Like all races, all creeds in the Philadelphia area are going to come together and watch the Sixers and root for the Sixers.
Yes.
But as I said on Monday, and as I said yesterday, not that I'm saying, oh, good thing there's a pandemic. I'm just saying, because there's a pandemic and because there's no sports, the lack of a distraction has, I think, brought more of a spotlight to what is going on in the world. And I think that has been a good thing. I think having the conversations has been a good thing. I think more people coming together to protest has been a good thing. And it's because there has been no distractions. I get it. Every once in a while, you're tired of watching the news, right?
For sure.
And it's like, all right, I got to watch some silly TV show on Netflix at this point just to get my mind. I get it. But the thing is, right now, this second, is sports as important as it normally is? No, not the second. Will it be important July 30th? I can't wait, Ty. Right. I can't wait.
Be tuned up.
But right now, June 3rd, there are still bigger issues to discuss or still bigger issues to focus on than, hey, July 31st, basketball might be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other part is, if I may, and we'll get to Bob and Saeed and your call, 610-632-0975 in just 1 second. There's a certain amount of people who I understand are uncomfortable walking around with this on their shoulders 24/7 the way they have for the last week. I walk around with that all the time.
Right.
Like, sports coming back would be a distraction some, but that feeling that everybody's feeling right now, I just want to be honest.
Yeah.
I feel that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't leave. That, like, it doesn't leave when sports comes back. So I just think that that's an example or a learning tool for how a lot of black people feel all the time.
Well, and now it's kind of forced everybody to take their blinders off and look at things through this microscope.
Yeah.
Which it should be. We should be examining things and our actions. And when sports return, you know, you're going to, like, I just think people's perceptions of a lot of the issues are going to be different, because you're going to look at something and hopefully the goal is you think differently about it.
Hopefully. Or you could be like a certain quarterback. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Get to more calls on the other side. The word of the day is important. Do sports feel important to you right now? And if baseball does not feel like it's important to get their stuff together, are they important enough for you to worry about? Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
B75 The Fanatic.
B75 The Fanatic. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. 610-632-0975. The word of the day is important. Right this moment, as the NBA makes their plans to return and Major League Baseball decides that they don't really want to return, at least the owners don't, but they want to complain about how much money they're losing, but don't want to actually play any games and get any TV revenue, they decided that their game apparently isn't important. And then Frank Rizzo statue came down, and we were joking tongue-in-cheek about who would replace it. And now there are people who think that this would be the perfect scenario. I want to throw it out to you guys. Move the Nick Foles statue so that Carson doesn't have to see it every day.
How's everyone doing?
Put that at the Rizzo statue place. So he stays in the city, but it no longer literally overshadows Carson Wentz when he goes to work. What do you guys think about that
Isn't
idea?
Isn't that more of an overshadowing? He's literally in, he's now the center city statue.
No, that's been the greatest moment in Philadelphia history in the last, how many years?
No, it's even worse.
And I don't like statues in general. Just putting it out there, I don't like statues. I've had this stance prior.
I'm okay with a statue after a guy retires.
Well, yeah, but
I'm not about that Nick Foles statue while he was still a backup quarterback here.
Right, but
that was ridiculous.
Yeah, I did a show on it and I got crushed. Oh, come on, I was like, yeah, I get it. But yeah. Carson's still the starting quarterback, right, whether you like it or not.
Right. When he retires, put that exact same statue. Yep. Have it. Put it wherever you want in the Rizzo place, I guess, and then unveil it. Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, people would, that might be a nice spot for it. Right outside the municipal building?
So all right, people, in addition to everything we're talking about, and the word important, if you move that Nick Foles statue to the Frank Rizzo spot, I don't know what they're going to do with that Rizzo statue, because apparently the Frank Rizzo mural got vandalized again.
Yeah.
That I don't think there's a safe place for that statue.
Where are they going to put it?
I don't know where they're going to put it, but forget that for a second.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Nothing we can do. Nobody's going to bring it back.
No.
No. What would you put the Nick Foles statue? I'm just there so that Carson doesn't have to look at it when he goes to work.
Should we put another poll up?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead and put that poll up and see what people think.
Okay.
Saeed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, Tyrone? And I don't know my man name, but what's going on, Andrew?
Doing a fantastic job.
Andrew,
the tunist from the Anthony Gargano show, doing double duty during this time, working hard.
All right, what's going on, Andrew? But listen, I think that's great news how you opened the show with about those two other cops being charged with, aiding and abetting.
Aiding and abetting murder, and then the charge were upgraded for the, and I'm trying intentionally only talk about George Floyd, the victim, and not talk about the police name. He has been upgraded from third degree to second degree murder, and he still has that manslaughter charge as well.
All right, I guess that's a little bit different than conspiracy, but let's talk about sports.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and let me be perfectly clear. Like, I love all sports. I mean, I even watched a Flyer game, and it was so intense. I had to cut it. My heart couldn't take it. Like, that is a...
It flies, hockey's intense game flying around. A lot of flying around in hockey.
Right, and this was the year the Flash was, like, expected to do real well, like, the last time. But anyway, as far as the NBA, like, I was hoping that the NBA didn't resume their season this year for the sole purpose of, I guess, decreasing the amount of chances for LeBron to get another title.
Come on, man.
I'm a big-time LeBron James hater. I love what he does off the court.
Come on, man.
But on the court, I can't stand to see that dude win another chip, yo.
Come on. And first of all, it's literally for just the playoffs, the NBA gets $900 million. Those players will live in a plastic bubble. They already were saying it for $900 million. That's a lot of money. But come on, man. Think about all the millions of people that want the NBA back. Now, I already admitted at the top of the show that the last several days, the last week has been pretty heavy for me. And it's tough to be, sports don't feel so important. But it's just selfish to be not want the NBA to resume solely to keep LeBron from getting a ring. Wouldn't it be better if you're a LeBron hater to see the Sixers beat LeBron in the NBA Finals? That's what you should be rooting for.
You're right, but just that, I don't know, 60-40% chance that LeBron got a legitimate chance to win another title is worth, like, canceling the whole season, in my opinion.
Now, let me ask you real fast before you get your general knowledge question. Are you part of the Church of Jordan?
No. I'm not a Jordan. For everything that I love about LeBron, I hate about Jordan. And everything I love about Jordan, I hate about LeBron.
All right, here's your general knowledge question.
What? All right, this is from the general knowledge category. In a website browser address bar, what does WWW stand for?
Oh, my gosh.
It's actually very
easy. Web.
What was that?
World Wide Web.
Correct.
Correctamunto.
Yay. Our first qualifier. Only took 50 minutes. Some questions are hard in there, Ned.
What do you want me to do?
Listen, it's helping my Wednesday move along.
I'm just educating. People are learning here.
They are. World Wide Web. Yeah.
Imagine that. You don't want basketball back.
Because of LeBron. Like that. That's what I'm saying, though. LeBron has nuclear haters. Like, they're not just regular human haters.
He wants the league to stop.
Right, no league, just so LeBron doesn't win a title. And also, let's say the Sixers make the finals, which would be kind of ahead of schedule for him. And for some reason, they lose because LeBron has one of those LeBron-esque series where he leads the series in points, rebounds, assists. He probably wouldn't, but let's just say LeBron just wills him. As a Sixers fan, one, it would stink, but I would think, okay, LeBron is getting older. Next year, it's the Sixers' time. Like, get to the finals. I could sign for the Sixers making the finals.
Yeah.
Even if it means LeBron getting the ring, because that would mean that they beat the Bucks.
Yeah.
That means they rule the East. It also proves Simmons and Embiid can win together and play together and all that. I would sign for that, and I wouldn't be like, oh, no, LeBron got another ring, so I wish the league didn't restart.
No.
That was nuclear hate.
Yeah.
LeBron has different levels of haters. The Jordan haters are like this. You know, I do wonder if Jordan would have been able to make the three. Oh, my God. How could you say that? Blah, blah, blah. LeBron haters say, stop the league.
Right.
So he can't get another ring. Very different. Very different haters. Steel in Ocean City, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic.
Lithuanian lover, the beautiful and smart Natalie, the man Tyrone. I love 97.5 at Beasley Media Station. Sincere greetings from South Jersey.
How are you, Steele? How is it going? And how's it going? And are you excited? I want to ask you, Steele, you're a big sports fan and a big golfer. Are you excited about the NBA's return, which is pretty much all set except for medical protocols to be back July 31st, 22 teams off and running?
Tyrone, to answer your question, am I excited? I'm ecstatic.
Okay, you think it's important right now for sports to return?
In a big picture, yes.
Okay.
But do I need it? No. But I think it's important. I do. I think it's important for the psyche of the country with all the turmoil. Yes, I think it's very important. It's part of our fabric.
Now, that's a very measured answer that you said there, Steele. So,
yeah.
I appreciate it because some people are just want to just fast forward, and it seems like you're still pondering the current event situation when you were balancing out that answer.
Hey, Ty. Well, I balanced it because I'm a little on the fence about no fans. I really am. I'm getting off. I just don't.
Because here's the thing, Steele, if you want to wait for fans, then you're not getting sports back in any league till 2021.
I got it. I understand that, and I'm ambivalent about that. I am. I'm just ambivalent. I'm old school. Obviously, it's a new world, but.
Yeah, this isn't really like an old school, new school thing. Let's get to your general knowledge question, Steele.
All right, this is Eagles trivia. What wide receiver did the Philadelphia Eagles acquire prior to the 2004 season in a three-way trade involving the San Francisco 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens? 2004.
Prior to the 2004
season.
Oh, goodness. Eagles.
Wide receiver.
Kevin Curtis. I don't know.
Come on. Oh, come on.
That's not your fault, Nav.
See?
T.O.
See?
Sometimes the bright lights get to people.
See?
I've noticed, to his last point, because he's not the only one that says this, that they go, I'm old school. I want fans in the stadiums. Do new school people not want fans in the stadiums? Like, that's not really like an old school, new school thing. That's just a pandemic.
This is all new school.
No matter
if you're 90 or you're 2.
Maybe he just thinks we're more adaptable. And, like, it's kind of an old school thing to be on a dad. I don't know. I thought it was, again, this seems one of those things that it's kind of like.
What's
the alternative?
I'm not sitting out till 2021.
This is the best case scenario.
Right.
For the current state of the world.
Right. And because of how the Korean Baseball League has done a good job with it, and that's despite the fact that there was a small spike in South Korea due to that guy that went to the, it all went back to the nightclub, and they were able to trace it. Apparently, guy had game, though.
He must have.
Guy had game, but he also had coronavirus.
Yeah.
So it wasn't so good.
No.
I wish he didn't have game.
Yeah.
But anyway, because of that, there is a test case now that it's possible. Because worst case scenario, you go, July 31st, let's round to August, September. Most teams, remember, the finals game 7 would be October 12th. But most teams obviously would be done far before that.
Right.
They'll be, and that's the good thing about the Florida situation is it would start with a lot of teams, 22 teams, then quickly go down to 16 teams. So you get rid of a bunch of them, go home. Then it goes 16-8. 8-4, 4-2. So you slowly but surely it gets safer the longer it goes, which I think works in its favor, which is different than the baseball regular season if they decided to have one, because it would be all the moving parts for all of the time.
Yeah.
Versus you wouldn't have all the moving parts for basketball. It would shrink the longer that it goes
right.
as teams get eliminated. So we'll see how it plays out. But yeah, because you're starting 22 teams, then the playoffs come in 16 teams. So all those extra bodies, all those extra coaches,
are gone.
All those extra trainers, all home.
Then
you go from 16 teams to 8, so literally half the league. All right, guys, go back home. So then you need less testing. You need half the amount of testing. You need half the amount of medical people. You need half. So it actually works, and its playoffs work better in quarantine, much better than regular season does.
Yeah, and who knows? I mean, maybe by that time, there will be a way to socially distance like a couple people to go to the games.
There may be. We'll see.
And maybe Disney World, that would be so cool.
It would be.
Do you think they'll parade on to the Magic Kingdom?
No.
After they win?
No.
Whoever? Well, after the Sixers?
Maybe,
after the Sixers win?
Sixers and Embiid
is standing in front of the castle?
I feel like he would J.R. Smith style.
100%.
And Beat will have his shirt off standing next to, Mickey and Goofy and Minnie in front of the castle. I can see it now.
610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.